1999, Boris Yeltsin resigns as president of Russia, leaving Prime Minister Vladimir Putin as the acting president. Two Colorado students go on a shooting spree in Columbine High School, killing 15, including themselves. And the release of The Matrix dramatically raises the bar for special effects. In 1999, Microsoft also raised the bar on its international presence, launching subsidiaries in Bulgaria, Jamaica, Tunisia, and Bolivia, and established sales offices in Kuwait and Lebanon. Mere days after the new year on January 6th, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe say hello to Microsoft. That's right, Microsoft is awarded the license to produce Actimate's interactive Teletubbies, based on the international children's phenomenon. The Actimate Teletubbies are the first interactive toys created for children age 1 and up. The toys interact with kids by responding to touch through a series of sensors. March 18th turns out to be yet another big day for Microsoft. On that date, Internet Explorer 5.0 is introduced by Bill Gates at a launch event on the Microsoft campus in Redmond. By the following week, more than 1 million downloads of the new version have taken place. On March 24th, Microsoft's founder gets literary when Bill Gates releases his latest book, Business at the Speed of Thought, published by Warner Books. That summer on June 7th, Steve Ballmer officially launches Office 2000, a key element of the company's vision of knowledge workers without limits.
This is, a very significant event, not only for the Office product line, but really, and for reasons that I think will be clear as I get into it, but a very significant event for the PC industry in a variety of ways. I mean, if you take a look at some of the fundamental technology innovations in the product and some of the new user scenarios, particularly focusing in on the way the Office product and the Internet grow together, I think you'll agree with me that we're at the start of the third generation of tools for knowledge workers. And while and as it took 10 years for the first generation to develop fully, and as it was 10 years before the second generation fully eclipsed the first, I think Office 2000 is just the start of this third generation. And there'll be an Office 2000X and an Office 2000Y that will take even more steps towards fulfilling the vision of this third generation of tool for knowledge workers that I'm going to talk about.
On June 14th, Microsoft announces the product details of its client and server software for the television industry. The Microsoft TV Platform Adaptation Kit, or Microsoft TV Pack. TV Pack merges internet and television technologies to create new devices, services, and content to enhance the entertainment value and usefulness of television for consumers. On the same day, MSN Mobile, the newest addition to the MSN network of internet services, is made available. Consumers can now sign up to receive a host of wireless information services on their interactive pagers and cell phones. Gamers rejoice again on August 5th when Ashfren's Call is scheduled for holiday release. Microsoft calls on all gamers attending the 32nd annual Gen Con Game Fair to be among the first to explore the expansive new world of Ashfren's Call, an epic, massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Gen Con attendees will get to play the game months before its scheduled holiday release on the MSN Gaming Zone. Also on display at the Microsoft booth are Age of Empires 2 and Age of Kings and Star Lancer, an intense first-person space combat game. 1 month later, on September 13th, Microsoft announces Windows DNA 2000. DNA 2000 is a comprehensive, integrated platform for building and operating state-of-the-art distributed web applications, as well as the next wave of internet-based web services. At the end of the fall, on November 2nd, 1999, Microsoft launches MSN eShop. eShop is a new shopping site built with the specific goal of helping consumers easily find, decide on, and buy products. The site is a full-featured shopping service that integrates with the MSN network.
All right, we need some stuff to cook with.
Oh, I totally got it.
MSN Project, day three.
Trust me.
Mike used a cool feature of MSN eShop to compare tons of different products side by side. He was so excited to find exactly what he was looking for.
They're gonna love me.
That's what we're gonna cook with.
Yes.
It's a toaster.
With extra wide slots. It bakes, it grills. Here's your meat. Bada bing, bada boom. Look at this bad boy.
Call 1-877-YOUR-MSN to get the everyday web.
A few days after the launch, on November 5th, U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson issues his initial findings of fact in the ongoing Microsoft antitrust trial. Jackson finds that Microsoft held monopoly power and used it to harm consumers, rivals, and other companies. In the year 2000, the ramifications of this ruling would be felt dramatically at Microsoft. But 1999 still wasn't over yet. And just in time for the holiday season on November 23rd, the Microsoft Passport Wallet service went live at 24 leading merchant sites. Microsoft Passport helps streamline the online purchasing process by giving consumers one electronic wallet for use across multiple websites, making it faster and easier to purchase gifts online. Fallout from the antitrust trial continues on November 30th. Both sides meet with the mediator, U.S. Court of Appeals Judge Richard Posner, to see if they can settle the ongoing antitrust suit. Well, as 1999 ends, Microsoft's fiscal year-end sales total $19,750,000,000, and the headcount leaps to over 31,000 people. But as the 1900s end and the 2000s begin, the specter of the antitrust ruling looms over Microsoft. Still, unprecedented growth and expansion lie ahead in the year 2000.